540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Another Milwaukee name is entering Wisconsin's race for governor. Joel Brennan, former Evers administration cabinet member and current president of the Greater Milwaukee Committee, announced his candidacy this morning. Brennan says he'll focus on affordable living and steady leadership, saying costs are out of control. He faces a crowded field that already includes Mandela Barnes, Sarah Rodriguez, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley. There's a lot of campaigning ahead. The Democratic primary is set for August. Milwaukee is set to receive more than $50 million to speed up lead pipe replacement work. Over a third of that money will be forgiven as grants, with the remainder paid back at a 0.25% interest rate. The money comes from a $159 million statewide clean water program funded through the federal infrastructure law. State officials say it'll help ensure families across Wisconsin can trust the water coming out of their taps. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Milwaukee judge says there's enough evidence to move forward with a homicide case tied to a marijuana-related shooting. Prosecutors say 32-year-old Jamica Mills admitted to shooting her friend, 26-year-old Arielle Spillner, inside her Northside home last month. Detectives testified the woman had smoked marijuana before Mills became paranoid and fired a single shot. Mills survived a self-inflicted wound and is charged with first-degree reckless homicide. Arraignment is set for early next month. Business and community leaders will gather at Milwaukee City Hall today to call for work permits for longtime immigrants and citizenship for dreamers. The event is being organized by the American Business Immigration Coalition, the Latino Chamber of Commerce of Southeast Wisconsin, and other groups. They say new immigration policies could help fill workforce gaps and strengthen local economies. A statement about the event says a recent Marquette poll shows most Americans support work permits for immigrants who have lived here at least 5 years. A bipartisan state commission has given the green light to study possible upgrades on I-94 in Waukesha County. The review will look at safety, congestion, and aging infrastructure on the busy section between Willow Glen Road and the Zoo Interchange. More than half the bridges there are over 60 years old. The DOT says the study will help identify solutions before any decisions on construction are made. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers lose in a blowout.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers losing to number 23 ranked Nebraska 90-60. Head coach Greg Gard asked, how'd they manage to lose by 30 points?
We don't have a defensive identity. Haven't had one all year. So we'll search to find one. And I'll find guys that want to play defense.
How do you do that?
Sit guys on the bench.
Changes.
We'll find out in the next 9 days, right?
The Badgers play next week, Friday, when they host Villanova. NBA, the Bucks host the Celtics tonight. A.J. Green, able to return to practice yesterday, limited despite a shoulder injury. NFL, the Packers head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday. How good is that Broncos defense under coordinator Vance Joseph?
It's a hell of a question. I think everybody's trying to figure that out right now. They do a great job. Vance does a hell of a job putting his guys in position.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 22. Tonight, some light snow possible. We'll drop to 15 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow, high of 25. Becoming windy with some blowing snow late tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.